What's poppin', people? It's Dante, currently photographing this beautiful, excuse me, this beautiful sculpture here on this beautiful rainy morning in the Centennial Arboretum, where we have beautiful art, beautiful natural trees and surroundings. I'm in a garden right now. This is paradise. Welcome to the Garden of Eden. And so, this is a difficult photo to make considering the lighting. But yeah, so today I'm thinking about stream of consciousness photography, what that means to me. Let's see if the fig tree is gonna bear fruit soon. Wow, they're already starting to bloom. Check it out, the fig tree is growing. And so yeah, today's thought is about stream of consciousness. Wow, the figs are coming in. Let's go. You know, as I watch these figs bear fruit on this tree, you know, it reminds me that everything's changing, that we too are growing on the physiological level. You know, our cells are replenishing each night when we go to sleep. Our muscles can grow through weightlifting and hypertrophy, through eating satiating foods and fueling our body with the nutrients that it needs, through tearing those little microfibers on your muscles and allowing them to grow again, and getting deep sleep each night and waking up on repeat. We embrace this constant stream of change and evolution, and everything's in flux and everything is changing. Just last week this fig tree was barren, and here it is, fully bloomed with fruits. And so as I snapshot these fruits and I snapshot these leaves and the dewdrops and all of the surroundings around me, I'm simply following my inner curiosity. I'm following my heart, actually. And so when you're photographing, maybe in order to evoke your stream of consciousness, one must shut off their mind, right? Even as I speak these thoughts right now, I'm not thinking. I don't know, my lips are kind of just moving and I'm just speaking from the heart, right? I'm not overthinking at all. And, you know, I think when we're making pictures, I believe that the best and most authentic photos come when you're tapped into that irrational side of your mind. I believe is that the right side of your brain, you know, not that rational mind, but photographing through your gut, through your intuition, from your heart, and then through following that inner curiosity of whatever your irrational mind, whatever you sort of gravitate towards through your gut, I believe you should photograph. And this is how you can evoke your stream of consciousness in an image. And so it was just raining, so I had to take out the umbrella, but it stopped. Everything's changing, the weather, the seasons, everything is in flux and everything is changing. No 2 days, no 2 moments will ever be the same. And I think this is a beautiful thing to evoke in a photograph, you know, that fleeting sort of passage of time. And so when I go out and I make pictures throughout my day, I'm not photographing in any particular place or any particular theme. I'm not looking for anything. I'm simply making a visual diary of my day, of what my heart saw. And then I believe on display in the photographs I make is my spirit. You know, so I think that photography can become a spiritual act in a way, where we're uplifting the ordinary to an extraordinary height and transcending this world through making a picture. You know, I think actually when you make photos in this sort of stream of consciousness, it becomes this meditative act of remaining in the eternal now, existing outside the passage of time, you know, where we have a past, we have a future, but when you're moving your physical body through the world, snapshotting your way through life, you exist outside that passage of time. And maybe you can't live forever, but at least you can make a photograph. And so through the act of creating upon the canvas that is our world each and every day, treating it like this spirit of play, not taking it seriously, snapshotting your way through the day, treating it like a visual diary. Whoa, the contrast of that tree is freaking beautiful. Yeah, I believe then, let me drop low maybe. You know, then we can reveal the authentic voice of the author, of the artist, of the photographer. But it comes through embracing that stream of consciousness. And so through, you know, liberating yourself creatively through photographing this way, I believe then you thrive as a human, you thrive as an artist, where essentially my will to power is through the act of creation. You know, Friedrich Nietzsche has this famous idea in Thus Spoke Zarathustra of becoming the Superman, the Ubermensch, right? And this is a man who is overly powered, right? Think of the Superman, that superhero picture of him with his cape on, you know, flexing his muscles in physical grandeur. You know, you think of that notion of being Superman as this physical thing, but perhaps as an artist, it's a much more creative act through making and creating upon the canvas of our world throughout the entirety of our day. And so through following your stream of consciousness and snapshotting your way through the day, I believe then you can exert your will to power and become the Übermensch that Nietzsche famously quotes and embodies in his writing. And so I think of this idea being a very creative act, the will to power. To become the Übermensch is to become the ultimate creator. It's almost like returning to the Garden of Eden, picking up the flaming swords and creating anew. You know, to me, it's a godlike act to make a picture. You know, when you listen to your intuition and you follow that, well, where is it going to lead you? Onwards, upwards. You know, there's no path left or right here. I just simply walk straight. And that to me is where freedom is found. It's through eliminating these decisions of whether or not you should photograph this or that, but it's photographing what your heart desires. It's photographing what your gut tells you to photograph. It's what your intuition and your stream of consciousness guides you towards. You know, it's not necessarily this rational decision of, oh, you know, if I go left, there's going to be, you know, a pot of gold over that river. If I go right, I might, you know, get attacked by a bear. You know, honestly, if you just let go of the destination, let go of the outcome, if you detach yourself or unattach your body and your spirit and your mind to the outcome of whatever it is that you're doing, well, then you can creatively thrive again. Then you can truly express your will to power and your authentic voice through the stream of consciousness of the photographer, of the artist. And then as we photograph throughout our days, as we photograph throughout our lifetime, we embrace change and flux openly, for we cannot make the same photograph twice. Just like this river flowing, you cannot step in that river, that same river twice, right? Heraclitus, one of my favorite philosophers, states this very fact, and it's a very empowering fact when you recognize that everything's in flux and that no two moments will ever be the same. And so the way the light etches and casts upon surfaces, people, places, and things too will not be the same. And so when you make a photograph of something, recognize that you can't make the same photograph twice. Recognize that no matter how mundane things may seem, you can always create something new. There's always something out there for you to do, to explore, to see, and to photograph. You know, you kind of have to take a leap of faith, embracing danger, embracing curiosity, embracing the ebbs and flows and change of life. And that's to me where I thrive. That's to me where I exert my will to power. It's from throwing myself into the unknown, embracing chaos, and then putting order to it within my frames. You know, that's the duty of the artist. That's the duty of the photographer, is to go forward head first with courage, core meaning heart. And then through that courage, through our heart, I believe we wear it on our sleeve, and that's what's on display in the photographs we make. A photograph isn't just within the four corners of the frame. You know, life is outside of those four corners. Life is outside of the box. Life is outside of the frame. Life is outside of the four corners that you put around the picture. And so, what I'm trying to say is, a photographer must possess courage. A photographer must possess curiosity, certain virtues that go beyond this notion of the visual language and game of photography. And so when you sort of shut down your mind and stop thinking so rationally and stop thinking so literally about depicting the world as it is, then you can start photographing what the world could be, or what it should be rather, through your creative lens, through the way that you see and perceive and feel the world around you. You know, everything is changing and everything is in flux. The rain is now pouring, and I must take the umbrella and shield myself from the conditions, I suppose. As the Rico doesn't have weather sealing. Yo, Samuel Lintaro, the Rico ambassador. Are you a Rico ambassador? Yo, Samuel, what we need for the Rico is one thing in particular. Make a line of Rico cameras called the Rico Rugged that combines the power of the GoPro with the Rico somehow. Is this possible? I know the Ricoh has those like construction cameras or whatever, and you can like bring it onto like the scenes and like, you know, it's like indestructible or some shit. But like if you made a Ricoh like the one I have in my hand that can just like, I can just fucking throw around like a GoPro, that'd be sick. It's probably impossible. No, nothing's impossible. But that's my only thought. And so yeah, I'm just gonna, I don't know, I guess I'm stuck out in the rain today. I crossed the stream right on time though. Anyways, maybe some of my thoughts made sense, maybe some of them didn't, but that's okay because I'm speaking through my stream of consciousness. I'm not planning anything, I'm not scripting anything. And maybe we should embrace that through our photographic act of going out there and snapshotting our way through the day. Stop taking it so seriously. Go out there and snapshot your way through the day. Treat it like a visual diary. Make pictures of whatever you find that brings you out there because of your curiosity, because of your courage, because of your heart. And then photograph through that intuition. Photograph from your gut. You know, don't think about what you're photographing, but simply photograph your soul and allow that to be what's reflected in the photographs you make. Eliminate the decision fatigue, whether you should go that way or this way. Just keep going. Just keep moving. Just keep embracing change. Everything's in flux. Photograph that change. I love walking in the rain. Let's do some umbrella ASMR. Ooh, let's go to the Japanese house. That's gonna look cool. All right, we'll do a walk to the Japanese house and then I'm ending the video. This is what the Garden of Eden looks like. There's no flaming swords, but there is a gate and it's closed. Actually, before we end the video, I'll also share what I'm currently reading. I'm just about to start this book today, since I am in paradise every day. Paradise Lost by John Milton. I'm reading a lot of poetry lately. And so I'm about to enjoy the rest of my day in the Garden of Eden. Paradise has not been lost. You just gotta pick up the flaming swords and destroy in order to create anew. Paradise is within. Paradise is within your heart. You know, the external circumstance of rain and the cold conditions and the water touching my skin, you know, it could infuriate me, it could make me angry, depressed, or sad. But when you have paradise within your heart, when you have this kingdom within your heart, you find endless joy and bliss. It's the sensation that fuels you. And I think it is a physiological effect, this notion of paradise. It comes through your heart. It comes through that sort of gut, irrational feeling that guides you. And then through recognizing that paradise is within, well, nothing can break your spirit or your love for life. Wow. I am very grateful to be alive. You know, you don't really have to travel far. You don't have to go all the way to Japan to find a photograph. They're all around you. Just follow your stream of consciousness.